WVIN, Owatonna Orient in the afternoon, and it's Rams Roundtable with our guest DJ Matt Herrick, former Haverling football standout, 01-02-03. He went on to play Division II football at Mansfield, walked on there and played, getting us ready for Rams Radio tomorrow at 11:15 with the Countdown to Kickoff pregame show with the Coach's Corner show from Cicero, North Syracuse, as it's Bath versus Shenango Forks. Now, Matt, you were part of three Section 5 championship teams, two Far West regional championship teams. The Rams won a title this year in Section 5. They won a Far West regional, so they got their program's sixth Section 5 championship, their fourth Far West regional championship. That puts Bath fourth right now, all time in Section 5 history, with Far West regional crowns. Aquinas with 9, Kalmum with 8. Both Leroy and Hornell with 6, and Bath is tied with Webster Schroeder at 4. That's some elite company to be in. Another great season for Coach Carroll, the Bath football program and family, and another great fall sports season for your alma mater, Bath Haverling.
Yeah, well, I think the goal is to have all the sports, you know, be great. And to my knowledge, I believe Bath sports had a phenomenal year this year on all ends. And I think, you know, Coach Carroll has brought that tradition that we just talked about with Forks, you know, into Bath. You know, when we step on the football field, we're expected to win. And the kids are expected to be in the weight room. They're expected to go out and give their all. And the hitting level that we bring is probably second to none to anybody, and I would put us up, our hitting level, up against anybody. And I think you've seen that in the games this year. We've just physically dominated people and, you know, made them quit, really, you know. And that's what we do. We come out on the field and we hit people, and, you know, a lot of the times it leads us to victory, and that's what Coach Carroll's brought.
Matt, it is a possibility the Rams could come up a little bit short tomorrow at Cicero North Syracuse in the New York State semis, and it would hurt and it would be sad, but certainly there would be nothing to be upset about or to hang your head about and be embarrassed. When you get this far, you're one of the best football teams in your classification across the state. I know as a former player, it probably hurts, but certainly the boys have to be proud of what they've accomplished here this year.
Yeah, you know, you feel that way, you know, after a few years of letting it go, but it stings when you expect to win, you know, and it doesn't matter what game you're in. When you step on the field and when you're at this level, you expect to win. And it stings for a while if you don't win, but, you know, you look back at it later down the road and really realize what you accomplished and how special it was.
Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with more Rams Roundtable with Matt Herrick, getting you set for New York State semifinal Saturday. Rams Radio tomorrow, 11:15, right here on your hometown community radio station, WVIN.